Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Sorry, I've just noticed that MG has come back for the second hour wearing a Blues beanie.
Yeah.
That's, it's good look.
Fair go.
My bald head is just freezing in this studio.
Oh, yeah.
It's freezing. Turn it up a bit. What's going on?
Well, they sent it to Wendell Saylor, who likes it about 17, 16 degrees.
He does.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Bit of a perspirer. Reedy, what have you got for us? What about, let's start with my boy Dufty. Still Dufty. Obviously no change from the Dragons. What about those, where he would go?
Yeah, look, it obviously came out the news on Thursday that he was touring the Canberra facilities. He met Ricky, looked around the Centre of Excellence, right. You know, hung out in the nation's capital.
Did he go to question time?
I don't know.
Order.
What's that place you go to down there? What's that? Questacon.
Questacon?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
The War Memorial?
Fish Week?
Telecom but Tower.
What did he like about the tour?
I don't know.
I think he liked the mint most.
The mint, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he really liked that.
Most people do.
But the other club that's been linked with him is obviously the Broncos. But Brisbane called his agent on Wednesday and said, look, thanks but no thanks. So Brisbane are out of the race for Matt Dufty. I don't think they were ever really in it. So Canberra seems to have the inside running there after that tour on Thursday, and obviously it's now down to them to make him an offer. I think they're looking potentially a 2-year deal for Matt Dufty.
But he's a fullback. What about Nico Klukstar? I mean, he's been out. Move into centre, you think, MG?
Mm. Right. There's a couple of things there with him. One is that obviously he's had neck surgery, so he's got to come back from that. The other one is that potentially, as MG said, they could look at Nicol Klukstad as a centre and Dufty would play fullback. So that seems the most likely destination for Matt Dufty right now.
How would that work salary cap-wise, though, Rudy? Is Nicol Klukstad, when he went over there, what's he been there, 3 years now? So he went over there for an opportunity from the Warriors. Yep. So he obviously wouldn't have been on massive money to start, but I would imagine he's been upgraded since.
Yes, yeah.
And you can't be paying two fullback money.
I don't imagine he was on premium fullback money, though, okay. Gers. I reckon he was on good money, but obviously they've got the Curtis Scott situation still to develop as well, so there could be a vacancy in the centres there. And I don't think they have to pay the world for Matt Dufty.
Yeah, he's not on huge money at the
Dragons.
There's not
a lot of teams that are chasing him, so I can't imagine they have to pay premium fullback money for Matt Dufty.
What are we talking, maybe 500 or 600?
I'd be surprised if they're paying that much, MG.
Okay.
I really would, just because there's a lack of competition. They don't have to push the boat out for him, because I'm not sure there's that many teams that are in for him at the moment. So they might get him at a reasonable freight.
It just still seems odd, given... In terms of, if you're putting yourself in the shop window, he's been doing it very well week after week for the Dragons, hasn't he? All right, what about the news just today? Kenny Mamalo, what's happening?
Yeah, well, it's now happened. Kenny Mamalo's joined the West Tigers. Obviously, the Tigers initially were looking at Dallin Martins Lesniak. They couldn't get a deal done with Canterbury in terms of how much Canterbury would be willing to put in to help that deal come to fruition. They moved on to Kenny Mamalo, whose agent earlier this week started exploring the NRL for potential opportunities for him, and as I understand it, there's people within the Tigers who've been keen on Kenny Mamalo for not just this year, but for a number of years. They've been interested in Kenny Mamalo, and when that opportunity came up, they jumped. They've knocked that deal over pretty quickly. It's for the rest of this year and the next 2 years. You're looking at a deal probably around the $1 million mark for the 2.5 years. So Kenny will be with them. He told his teammates this morning at the Warriors that he was joining the Tigers, and he'll be there pretty soon, Kenny Mamalo. So good signing for the Tigers.
Any idea what's the catalyst for his move? Is it coach player? Is it or just like he's been in the side, hasn't he? Hasn't been dropped already.
Well, I think did he lose his spot recently? I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I think he lost
Montoya's been obviously. Yeah. He's come over from the Bulldogs, and today, young Edward Cossie's in there.
Cossie's
so
there.
I'm not sure whether.
So
he
I think
lost
he just
position.
Wanted. I think he just wanted to try something else, MG. And obviously the Tigers have been in the market for a winger. You know, there was obviously the story about Michael Maguire and Adam Hardigan and Justin Pascoe meeting Jermaine Asako a week or so ago, apparently about the New Zealand national team. And now, and then there was obviously the talk about Dallin Martins Lesniak, and now Kenny Mamalo's coming their radar and decided to go with him. So, look, I mean, Kenny's a premium winger when he's in his best form. You know, I think in the last 3 years he's been among the biggest meter eaters in the NRL, and that's what they're looking for. So he seems a great fit for them.
Mm.
Right, Tepo Moroa, he's had enough of rugby and the Waratahs.
Well, I actually spoke to Tepo yesterday, Tepo Moroa. It's been a few years between. His last game of rugby league was 2 years ago at Amy Park. He actually got knocked out by one of his teammates.
Oh, nice.
So
that put you off.
Yeah. And obviously, about a week ago or so, his agent again started exploring opportunities for him in the NRL because he's obviously been with the Waratahs, hasn't really cracked it in rugby. He hasn't really had an opportunity there.
Well, he's had the opportunity to get beaten by 50 or 60 every week.
and basically, it all happened really quickly. He went down, he met Craig Bellamy, sat down with Craig. Craig told him about the Storm's culture and what his expectations are of Tepoi. I think Tepoi liked what he heard. He liked the opportunity to join a club that's in contention to win a competition. It's only for this year at this stage, but Tepoi's back in rugby league now. He wants to stay back in rugby league. So I think his ideal scenario would be he plays well for the Storm the rest of this year. He signs an extension with Melbourne, stays down there for the foreseeable future. And look, for Melbourne, it's a great signing. We talked about it off air. I mean, 3 years ago, four or five years ago, when he was 18, 19, Tepo Moroa, he was going to be the next big thing.
He was, yeah.
He had a few head knocks. He didn't really kick on. Decide to go to rugby, but if Melbourne can get the best out of him, they're signing a heck of a football player.
Yeah.
All right, Rhea. I've had a bit to do with him over the years. I've like just watched, he's same age as my oldest boy and used to play a lot against him in juniors and went to Pye, you know, obviously a Penrith junior, went to Parramatta. It was a massive shock because, you know, he's always been a union player. But yeah, you're right. That's he could turn into like a Dale Finucane down in Melbourne Storm. That, you know what Bellamy does to players who are discarded. He turns them into gold.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned Dale Finucane because he's one of those guys Melbourne are desperately trying to keep. But financially, at the moment, I think it's too hard for them. And you know, if he eventually goes, maybe Tepoi becomes there's a longer term deal there for Tepoi.
Dale's got to stop having that steamroller running over his face, hasn't he, really? Because if he's going to have the musical career post rugby league, honestly.
No, he just wear sunglasses. Yeah, well,
I guess that's what he will do.
Only the long run.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.